This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa. Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. Hurst. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Dogs are number one team in the country. Our Braves are up 2-0 on the Dodgers in the NLCS. That's two wins away from being in the World Series. Atlanta United won this weekend and continue their quest to get back into the playoffs. Guys, Hawks start Thursday night. There is excitement all the way around. And if you're a sports fan in Atlanta, you got to be excited for what's happening right now, Mike Bell. Come on, man.
Yes, young jock. I think I need to be. Yeah, man. They're just clutch. So much clutch going on. Rosario, again, we'll talk more about it coming up. But hats off to Snitker for putting Rosario up there at the top of the lineup. And obviously it paid huge dividends. Ron Washington, as Paul Bird said, just waving his arms like a maniac. And just it's all green light at third base, baby. And then, again, overcoming a bad start by Ian Anderson. So, I mean, to have the Dodgers and pressures on them now, and they're hearing about all the things they didn't do right, and they didn't. And we put them in that situation, Carl.
Yeah, we did. You'll hear from Jock Peterson coming up. Also, Austin Riley on heading to Los Angeles. It's on the way, and we'd love to hear from you guys at 404-741-0929. If you're not excited, something's wrong with you. You got to check your pulse, because there is so much going on with this Braves team and the real possibility. I feel better about this opportunity than I did last year, and I don't know why. I think a lot of people do. Just maybe the way that things have played out. Either way, we'll get to that. But let's talk about the Falcons, because they're back to work. They actually practiced today. Last week was the bye, guys, coming off of the London week. Couple of things. One, my Caleb McGarry on the reserve COVID-19 list, and they activate Josh Andrews. And I was just asking Chris about this. I said, well, just because he's placed on this now, I know that we have 100% vaccination rate on the team.
That's correct.
It doesn't mean that he won't play Sunday, right?
No. And now, again, it's completely different than Major League Baseball, because we had some confusion, first off, for a guy like Jorge Soler. We then later found out he was not, in fact, vaccinated, if there's some misinformation about that. But in the case of McGarry, everybody's vaccinated with the Falcons. They're 100%, to your point. So it should be now enough time to get it ready for Sunday. Now, if not, what does that look like? Jalen Mayfield was a tackle initially. And then would you want to go and put Andrews in there and then move him? That'd be a lot, because this guy's just been handling the rigors of playing guard. But, you know, hypothetically, Andrews, you know, could, you know, he's a swing guy, but I think they'd have him at guard. I just presume that, let's just hope, knock wood, that, you know, that we're going to get McGarry back in time for Sunday against Miami.
Yeah. Andrews, guys, remember he was hurt earlier in the season. And
busted his hand, yeah.
Yeah, we've been waiting on him to come back, and I think he probably would have been a starter early on. But this O-line is continuing to mesh. Now, the other good news is Ridley is back. Calvin Ridley at practice. I didn't think this was going to be an issue. I know some people were concerned about, you know, not making the trip to London. But it was a personal matter, and it was 1 week, and now he's back, and we'll focus on where this team is going with, you know, its preparation against Miami. And then, you know, the other thing, Mike, as we talk about what's going to happen this week as we prep for Miami. And guys, I don't know about you, Mike, the bye week, do you like it later in the year? Do you, you know, you really have no choice when the schedule comes out, but do you have a preference
as far as
beginning or middle or late?
No, I'd like it later because you really see guys getting banged up. Look at all the injuries around the NFL. We're only now into, what, middle of October. So, yeah, I'd like it a little bit closer to November if possible. But, hey, we got off the bye, and we got a nice time with these guys. And again, the bye coming off the London trip, I should say, where the Dolphins do not get the bye, Carl. Conversely, a team which is struggling, and there's a lot of questions now more than ever about Tua Tagovailoa. He played with busted ribs. They just got beat by Jacksonville.
Yeah, I know. And he did not look good, by the way. Nope. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our Falcon Report. You can find us, by the way, on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. This radio show, Dukes and Bell, 929. And follow this radio station at 929 The Game. We are live on Twitch every day. And subscribe for that exclusive content. And, of course, we're on the gram as well. Strong arm story on the way here in less than 10 minutes as we'll dive deeper into the Braves and their win last night. But as we talk about the Falcons, if you go back to the Washington football team game, which was the disappointment, we should have won, we lose, you come back, you win in London. Mike, this should probably be a three-game stretch that we talked about with Miami, but you can still take advantage of it. And, guys, if you start going through the teams, again, we talked about this last week when the team was off, teams around the NFL, Mike, that are 3-2 or 2-3 right now, right? There's a bunch of teams that are jumbled up. And some of these teams we thought were going to be really good this year. And the point is, the season is still really early. There's no reason to think that we can't do something if we continue to improve. Problem is, you look at our division, you got the Bucs at 5-1, New Orleans 3-2, Panthers 3-3, but we haven't yet seen the Saints or the Panthers yet.
No, and I know that you know, we are certainly a work in progress, but there's some good things coming from the London game. We talked about the Kyle Pitts breakout party, and now we should probably get some more favorable matchups because Russell Gage will be back. You already mentioned that Calvin Ridley is back after dealing with some family issues, personal, we presume, don't know what it was, personal matters. But you're getting more of your weapons back, Marlon Davis and back on the defensive line, more for that rotation, which, again, it might not mean much to the fans, but you know they are going to go and rotate guys in and out. So getting those guys back, that's big. Miami, I don't think we could get them at a better time. You know, all the pain in the butt about coming back from London, which kind of makes it a compressed week for them, and they don't look good. So
Dolphins are 1-5, one game, right. 1-5.
So, I mean, this is one of those things where when we try to handicap the schedule earlier this summer, we're like, you know, teams are always rising and falling. We did not expect, we expect Miami to be a game that a team's going to win 10 or 11 games this year, right? Yeah. So they're struggling. Meanwhile, offensive line, I'd like to know, have a little more, you know, a confidence that McGarry will be playing at right tackle, but either way, let's get this run game going. That's one of the things we're continuing. One area we got to improve, get the run game, because even when you have just a little bit that the defense has to respect, then Matt Ryan can do that play action stuff that worked so effectively 2 weeks ago in London.
Yeah, they've lost 5 in a row, by the way, if you're wondering about, you know, the Dolphins. And I said this earlier in the show, we were talking about this in our NFL Blitz. I'm just starting to believe that Tua may not be the guy that we thought he was. In the National Football League, college career separate, right? I don't ever look at that and then project that to be what they're going to be. But when you look around the league and some of these other guys that we're watching, Mike, whether it's Herbert, who didn't have a good day at the office yesterday, but he's already shown you what he's going to be, right? You talk about Joe Burrow. They continue to win. They beat up the Lions yesterday. But Tua, and I said, I don't know how he's going to play against us, Mike, but the rumors out there about Miami wanting to move on, and whether it's Deshaun Watson or some other quarterback, to me, it's almost like Tua has to perform this year to convince them, hey, I am the right guy. You're coming off the injury. That was a concern. Now you're back out there, and you're not performing at a high level. And some of this, not all of it, can be put on the quarterback play.
Look, of all the teams that we would have linked towards Deshaun Watson, the one that makes the most sense now is Miami. And I guess, you know, you're right. Prove that you deserve to be sticking around here, because I guess the one thing that will happen, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, in the next, you know, 6 to 8 months, is some idea about the timeline with Deshaun Watson. Like, when can he get on with his life? He's twisting in the wind right now with the civil litigation and the criminal case in Houston. And could that be resolved to the point where, obviously, you know, the owner, Ross, wants the big-time name, and Deshaun Watson is the biggest name out there. But, yeah, I'm with you. Tua just does not pass the eye test. I'm watching the highlights right now from NFL Network. I will say this, just getting on the back to what we can do against Miami.
Yeah.
There are a lot of seams in the zone coverage where I could totally see Kyle Pitts having another big day, provided we give the time. I'm watching Trevor Lawrence. Now, granted, Trevor Lawrence has got an incredibly fast release, and the ball's just coming out. But you're watching the Jags just go up and down the field on Miami and getting the ball in these seams, in the spaces, in their zone defense, and making big plays.
Well, that's good news. That's good news for Matt. It's good news for Ridd. Ridley. Mm. It's good news for Pitts,
right,
and everybody, because if that's the case and we get into the red zone, remember, our red zone scoring percentage and our average has gone up. We're one of the better teams right now in the NFL now when we get in the red zone. So if that happens frequently on Sunday against these Dolphins, that's going to be good news. We've got all week to break it down, and we certainly will. But Tua, just I'm not convinced. And you know what, Mike? Maybe he goes on a stretch, but that's what they're going to need. They're going to need him to elevate his game for them to go on that kind of stretch. And, you know, for the other guys, let's just talk about what's going on around the league. You talked about Lamar Jackson earlier, right? Breaking Dan Marino's record. Right. And we were talking about that. The other quarterbacks, when you start talking about why they are where they are, it's quarterback play. Allen's playing tonight in the Monday night game. They're 4-1. Some people think they're the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. You know what Brady is. Dak Prescott put on a show yesterday. Cowboys are 5-1, whether you like it or not. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, I'll say it again, owns the Chicago Bears. This is what's going on. Arizona's unbeaten. You
Kyler
know why?
Murray looks unbelievable, right?
That's it. So this is what we get back to when you start talking about the elite teams in the NFL right now early on in the season. All those teams have great quarterback play.
And again, we got a quarterback that doesn't do the things those other guys do, but he is still certainly solid and is showing you he can make the plays and we can score in the red zone when you protect him and we have a balanced attack. Not making excuses for Matt, guys. The numbers speak for themselves. This team is doing really good under a coach, doing really well, I should say, under a coach who did really well in the red zone in Tennessee. We don't have a guy like they've got. You're going to see Derrick Henry tonight, but we're getting the job done. Who would have thought Cordarrelle Patterson is being a stud? The imagination they're showing with the offensive play calling, and now we finally got the big coming out party for Pitts. Good thing are happening, bro, with the Falcons. Just a lot of people don't want to pay attention.
Yeah, I agree.
And those people guys are dead to me, and hopefully we beat Miami, and then we'll be 3-3.
Yeah, and then it's a new world because you're 500, Mike. And then where do you go? Hey, Falcon Report is always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys, don't forget tonight, why don't you make it a Domino's night? And again, you might get some free stuff, including some lava cakes or free pizzas. They're giving away $50 million in frees. It's no hidden fees. Those are the other guys. Go to Domino's.com and take your shot. 1-14 at scoring some freebies from Domino's.
All right, guys, coming up, Braves win. How they continue to win has been incredible. And I don't know what to expect in game 3, but I'm cherishing what I saw in game 1 and 2. But how did they get it done? We're going to break it down coming up as part of our Strong Arm Story of the Day.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Hey, I want to remind you, football is back. You know that, and your picks could be worth $10,000 with Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today by texting PICKS, P-I-C-K-S, to 20357. And just pick the winners of each week's games, guys. No point spreads, no lineups, totally free to enter. Pick the most games right through the season, and you could win 10 grand, $1,000 each week. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. It's Dukes and Bell. We couldn't be more proud of this Braves team and more excited about where this thing may go. I was talking about the numbers, and I'm a big believer in all of this stuff that they look at over the years. It's hard to not say that the Braves are in control of this series because we were here last year with a 2-0 lead and we didn't finish it. But history says in a best-of-seven series, Mike, when you're up 2-0, the series, you win 83.9% of the time. And so you have to try to say, okay, well, those numbers look good. The problem is for Braves fans, as I just stated, we were here last year. But isn't something different about this team, Mike, than last year?
Yeah, and I know that we were clutch last year, and there was some unbelievable stuff that Ronald Acuna was doing, but we have found a way through multiple pieces. It's almost like Moneyball, right? We took three guys to replace one guy's production or three guys to replace two guys' production. We lost Ozuna, of course. Everybody's doing their thing. You know, the only concern is Freddie. Freddie right now is struggling. Now, again, he's just struggling for two games. He obviously hit the big home run, but he was struggling a bit against Milwaukee, and you saw the frustration before we took Hader, and we won the whole thing. But, Carl, this team has just got some clutch to it. And the pitching, I know that, you know, guys, for instance, guys like Luke Jackson and guys, we'd roll our eyes when they come out of the pen. You and I arguing about Will Smith. They're dialed in. They're getting the job done. And the Dodgers, for all their payroll and all the way they think that everybody's interchangeable with their pitchers, they're screwing things up. And they're not making plays, and we're making plays. So let's hope that continues in L.A. But yeah. I'm with you. You can't quantify it. That's why I understand analytics, but they're just clutch. Ron Washington, what are the odds? What if you put that in a computer? How many times are you not supposed to send the runners, right?
It would have said probably over 70%, Mike.
Right.
Don't do it, right? You play it safe, and you find another way to get him home, including one of your big hitters coming up. I agree with you. You take the chance, and that's what they're doing. You know, no team, though, and I said this earlier, has ever done it 2 years in a row. And that's where I go, oh, Because it's easy to say we were here last year and look what happened. You're right. But if you're telling me that the Dodgers are going to defy history and do something that no other team has ever done, including whether they were playing the same team the next year in the World Series, which is rare, or in a series for that matter, or you're playing a new team. No team has ever come back from 2-0 in a best-of-seven series against the same team, no matter if it was the same opponent or not. And that's what the Dodgers are up against. So I say that. I look at the percentages, and I go, okay, now we got to keep playing. That doesn't mean we roll over and, you know, they come out and swing away tomorrow night and dust us off in game three. You got to still play the game. Right. But, man, I like what the numbers tell us. And, Mike, here's the other thing, too. We have overcome our own getting in our own way. We struck out 14 times in game one. We didn't have any walks, and we won the game. In game two last night, guys, our pitchers walked 9 Dodgers, meaning we put guys on. Yeah. We had a guy hit by a pitch, and we won. So we've gotten out of our own way, and we have still been able to find a way to win these first two games. What if we didn't make those mistakes?
Right. This is a team where if I told you Ian Anderson wasn't going to make it to the fifth inning, you know, you know, and we talked about how the bullpen stepped it up. And, yeah, I mean, we would obviously give up a hit or two, and then we'd come back, and we'd battle back. Rosario, and by the way, I mentioned earlier, I mentioned it again, the idea to use Rosario the way that Snicker is using him, right? We were, and again, now with Soler out, we don't know when we're going to get him back. Jock Peterson has just been so money, as we talked about with Paul Byrd. He's been there. He's been clutch. We didn't know what Rosario was going to be, and Snicker throws him out there, and boom, we're getting the results. He's involved in everything. He's stirring the drink right now.
Yeah, it's just been incredible. It's been an incredible ride. Let's hear from Jock Peterson. You know, we said we were going to play the Young Jock song because it ties us to Atlanta, but Jock Peterson has been absolutely incredible. The numbers, guys, 3 games or 6 games, 3 home runs for Jock Peterson. And then when you talk about in his career, this is just playoffs, right? Dukesism. When it matters most, what are you doing? 12 home runs, a 900 OPS, that's slugging and on base combined, in 60 games in the playoffs, 45 of those he started. He's got a ton of playoff experience, and that's what's paying off when you see him come to the plate right now. Here's Jock.
I think they've always been a really strong team, and I think that when we're all pulling on the same string, special things happen, and you can see that we're doing that right now. There's no one person that has the pressure on their shoulders that they have to get the job done. It's a new person every day, and that's what makes it special.
Yeah, man, I told you we had some Dodger fans next to us, and my wife was ready to punch one, so we went out to the Chop House to watch the middle part of the game, and we were sitting there, Carl, watching the ball come off the bat of Jock Peterson, and it just keeps rising and rising, and next thing you know, it's like literally hitting the roof of the Chop House. It was unbelievable, and this guy has just got so much swagger, loosey-goosey, the pearl necklace, the whole thing. You better be doing your job to wear a pearl necklace, right? And this guy just responds every single game.
Yeah, he really does. Let's hear from Austin Riley talking about heading to L.A., for our team to continue to be successful.
I think it's one of those things where it's in the back of your mind. They're a really good ball club. They're never out of it until the last say. So I mean, it's just one of those things where we got to go there, play our ball game, that we're capable of playing, and see how things go. Like I said, I like where we're at right now. So it should be a good matchup.
It's going to be a fun matchup, and we got our best guy on the hill pitching. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. This just in, Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN saying that Kevin Herter, Mike, has agreed to a 4-year, $65 million deal. It's an extension, which means Herter will be here. The core of our group is intact.
Right.
So congratulations to Kevin Herter and our Atlanta Hawks. Season starts on Thursday. Boy, Travis Schlenk's been busy this offseason, but he's gotten it all done.
Yeah, man, it was really cool to see the Hawks say play ball last night at Truist Park. They got a great response, and you see Trey and everybody, Trey rocking the shades, and see all these guys having a blast right now, young dudes going to the ballpark. So, yeah, man, Red Velvet, we want to keep this band together. Now the next guys to get contracts, we're going to wait and see how can Cam Reddish give me a full season, right? Same thing goes for, let's be honest, DeAndre Hunter. As much as we love him and he's a glue guy, before I start doling out those extensions, I want to see these guys give me a full 82 games, right?
I agree.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I have to see that. And as unfair as that might sound, it's just realistic, Mike. I hope that these guys stay healthy and they're able to contribute. I think we know what Cam Reddish is defensively. What is he offensively to this team? And Hunter, Injury bug, man. I know it's been him the last couple of seasons, so I agree with you totally. But future's bright. Congratulations to Kevin Herter, man. He's a great dude. He's been on the show a ton of times. That game seven before he went off, he had come on the program and, you know, was excited about it. We just didn't know what we were going to get, and he put on a show that night.
Man, I wish I was tall. I wish I had a jump shot as a kid. It's good money.
It is. Hey, coming up, we got the coaches show, 6 o'clock, guys. Daron Harmon is going to be the player guest tonight. And, of course, Dave Archer will have Coach Arthur Smith on at 6 o'clock as we get back to football here with the Falcons coming off the bye week. But we're coming back. We got more to chop up about our Braves coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just ask your smart device. Top 3 at 6 brought to you by New Realm Brewing, guys. We're done at 6 tonight. And, of course, you want to check out New Realm's sampler 12-pack. It features 4 deliciously refreshing beers that pair perfect with the Georgia fall, including Hazy Like a Fox, the IPA, the Pilsner, guys. They've got a variety of beers. Track them down using the Beer Finder app at NewRealmBrewing.com. Coming up, Coach Arthur Smith, 6 o'clock with Dave Archer. And in the player segment, we talked about Daron Harmon is going to be the guest today as the Falcons get back to work. But, Mike, as we talk about the Braves, and we'll get back to them in a second, I want to talk about the Dogs because it was a big win this weekend, man. I mean, everybody was talking about the game, what was going to happen. Did the Dogs cover? Sorry. They didn't, but they won the game.
Yeah, I mean, if you are a Kentucky alum and you bet the Wildcats and you're loving Mark Stoops for taking that, I mean, I guess what the logic was, Carl, you can't take the timeout home with you. Might as well use it. So they did. And then they scored there in the goal line, and then there goes the spread. But anyway, Georgia did look good. Stetson Bennett better on the move than he is in the pocket, but he is throwing, and they're just making plays. And, you know, Brock Bowers has become one of the big, you know, stories on this Georgia team after all of us. You know, let's be honest, a lot of us getting a little upset about Arik Gilbert not going to be out there and all the other injuries, and then Brock Bowers has become a force. So everybody making plays, the linebacking core, the front seven, I mean, just they're coming at you from everywhere. So when Jordan Davis is getting double and tripled and just every like Gulliver's Travels, Carl, he had 1,000 people crawling all over him, and they're still able to get pressure. The only time that they were able to do things in Kentucky was quick hits when they wouldn't let Georgia get in their defensive sets, and then they would come out and really get balls out to the flat. That's it. Everything else, it was all Georgia, and it was, again, I will say this, though. From where we were sitting, you could hear the pads popping. That was big boy football, man.
Yeah, listen, that's a physical team. I mean, Kirby talked about it. You're better than them. You have, you know, better talent in most positions, but that's a physical team, man. They didn't back down and they came out, but Georgia showed that they're a better football team. Let's hear from Kirby because, Mike, the blocked field goal, that was a huge turning point in this game.
I always think we have an opportunity to block a field goal because we've got people that care about points. We say that field goal block is part of red zone defense. You want to be good at red zone defense? Block field goals. And there's nothing worse or more demoralizing for a team than to get a field goal blocked.
He ain't lying. It was a big moment. You're right.
Stetson Bennett, by the way, talked about, you know, the tight end group. If you didn't see this, and maybe, you know, you weren't paying attention to how many times Stetson Bennett went to the tight ends, that was a big part of Georgia's makeup. I mean, the tight ends, 14 passes Saturday, Mike, more than half of them went to the tight ends. That's 14 completed passes. Here's Bennett.
I mean, you said it's mismatches. When you have, you know, people with Fitz and Darnell's size and Brock's explosiveness, it creates matchup problems for whoever you're going to put up. You know, are you going to put somebody faster, or smaller, or somebody bigger, or slower? And they're so big. It's kind of like a safety blanket when you're trying to throw to them. You know, it's hard to miss them.
It's a good way to put it. Yeah, man, there's some big plays right in front of us, one of the scores with Bowers. And, you know, we just talked about the, you know, the run game. Did you see enough out of the run game against, again, a very physical Kentucky defense?
I did. I mean, again, every time that I go, are they doing enough in the run game? Because I just still think that when you get control of these games, especially, and I'm looking down the road, okay, whether it's Alabama or whether it's in the college football playoff, when you get control right. of these games, you don't want these fast, quick-hitting offenses to get back into it. That's where this ball control thing comes in. That's where we run the ball first down, move the chains first down. You know, this is not – you're not trying to strike quickly, Mike. And usually Georgia, for the most part this year, has been in control of these games.
Right. And I know that one thing where I was sitting, a lot of guys want to see more Kendall Milton, and they did kind of spread the carries over. Zeus got 12. James Cook had one – he busted one for 25 yards, and Kendall Milton had the long gain of the day, a 35-yard run. And so, I mean, it's, as a team combined, they ran for 166 yards. And, again, the ability of Stetson Bennett to move outside the pocket. Every time he picked him up and put it down, 7.3 yards was the average. So – again, sneaky, quick, and doing the things that, again, not a controversy, just a good situation to have. Be very curious to see who's under center when they go up against Florida and they get an extra week to prepare for the cocktail party.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We've been talking about our Braves all day long, and why would we? Braves up 2-0 in this series, in the National League Championship Series. And, Mike, one of the things that we hit on earlier, maybe you're just joining us for the first time, thanks for listening to Dukes and Bell and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, is Freddie. Freddie is 0 for 8 in this series so far. He has 7 strikeouts in 2 games. Is it a concern? Yeah, because your best hitter is not hitting. But the other side of that, Mike, is you're winning without your best hitter not doing what he normally does.
Not even making contact, right?
So I'm not as concerned. I'm not telling you I don't need him to not hit the series. But guys go through these stretches. And Freddie, we wouldn't be here without his home run. We know that. But I also think his teammates are picking him up, whether it's Jock Peterson or Riley or last night Rosario. Guys are picking him up. Freddie is going to come around. But I know, Mike, people are freaking out, and Braves Nation is like, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if you're going 0 for 8, but you're lining out, you're hitting the ball. He's just not making contact. So, you know, these are punch outs we're talking about. There was one pop fly, but let's hope that he gets rolling. He was struggling a bit in the Milwaukee series. Obviously, he took Hader's, you know, slider and deposited the Braves in the NLCS. So it's a question. The biggest question, though, is being asked of Dave Roberts. He's getting crushed by LA and national media for his handling of the pitching and using Julio Urias the way he did, a guy that was a former, you know, stud in the bullpen, but they decided to, you know, use him instead of a starter out of the bullpen. Blake Treinen was still only available. You had a bunch of guys, Gratterall, Kenley Jansen, but he decides to go with Urias, and the Braves make him pay.
The biggest reason why the Dodgers are not in this series, or at least haven't won these last couple of games, is because runners in scoring position, they are 2 for 18. We are 3 for 8 in those situations. You've got to get guys home. And you can think about last night's, you know, the way that game ended. You got to get guys home. So we're up 2-0. I don't think the Dodgers remain a team. You know, these things change. I don't think they're going to stay, you know, 2 for 18 or 2 for 25 with runners in scoring position. They're going to get better as the season or the series goes on, I would assume, Mike, because they're just too good of a hitting club. But right now, that's been part of the biggest problem why they haven't been able to finish these games.
But as Paul Byrd said, I know you guys all knew that Will Smith was going to be the guy with with his tremendous clutch performance. 2 wins. Obviously, he's been closing guys out. Yes, and it was funny. The LA media was trying to make it sound like, you know, in any other stadium in the world, that ball would have been a home run. But, you know, I mean, it's like, come on, guys. You know what? At Truist Park, it's a pop fly. And what do you want from us? It's just a lot of mealy-mouth nonsense from the LA media. Boy, I'd love to see us get... I mean, again, and it worked out. You and I were debating, do you go with Morton? Do you go with, again, CJ, do you go with Anderson? Now you got Morton, Carl, the guy who's got the most experience in a Game 3 on the road in Los Angeles.
Hey, Mimecast, guys, protects this show. The email of the day is protected by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing business email. Compromise the risk of ransomware. Visit Mimecast. That's MIMECAST.com. And do it today. Mimecast.com. Mimecast email of the day comes from Jeff. Jeff says, I took my son, Dukes and Bell, to the game last night. It was his first Major League Baseball game. And I couldn't be more excited to share that moment with him and experience it with the Braves win. These are the father-son moments that you guys talk about on the show. And I got a chance to experience that with my son last night.
That's awesome, bro. And that's the kind of stuff you remember, man. As a kid, you were there when... Exactly right.
Jeff, thanks for listening, bro. We're coming back. We'll wrap things up and hand things over to the Coaches Show with Dave Archer coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.